Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. LJPRV Nagaland State Unit urges Centre to bring about an inclusive, honourable and acceptable Naga political solution at the earliest. 56-year-old man sustains gunshot in Dimapur. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton condemns. Union Minister of State Anupriya Patel says government is working to reduce maternal mortality rate in the country. And millions of people around the globe affected by widespread Microsoft software outage. Now the news in detail. Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas, LJPRV, Nagaland State Unit has urged upon the central government to bring about an inclusive, honourable and acceptable Naga political solution at the earliest. The party made the appeal through its Political Affairs Committee meeting held at Dimapur yesterday. A release issued by LJPRV State Secretary-General Dr. A. Vikato Semi said that a meeting noted that creation of many factions and recognizing it by the centre is not helping to resolve the complex Naga political issue and therefore urged upon the central government and the Naga negotiating groups to focus on resolving the political issue. The party also urged upon the government of Nagaland under the leadership of Chief Minister Nipirio and the Political Affairs Committee on Naga Political Issue to vigorously facilitate the centre for an early solution of the Naga political issue, which is the ultimate desire of the people and the purpose of all 60 elected members coming together. A 58-year-old staffer of Angit Transport, located at NST Colony, Dimapur, was shot by unidentified armed miscreants yesterday. The victim, whose identity has been withheld, sustained gunshot wounds on his thigh. He was rushed to Dimapur District Hospital, where doctors confirmed his condition to be stable and out of danger. According to reports, the incident unfolded around 6:25 p.m. when two assailants riding a motorcycle arrived at Ankit Transport premises. After issuing threats, they fired upon the victim before fleeing the scene. Meanwhile, the City Tower Business Organization filed an FIR. Sources said police have initiated a thorough investigation into the matter. In response to the distressing incident, the Joint Council Forum of Churches Colony, NST Colony and Middle Point Colony, along with the residents, have strongly condemned the attack. They have urged the authorities to swiftly apprehend those responsible and ensure justice for the victim. The council also appealed anyone with relevant information to come forward and assist in the ongoing police investigation. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton has strongly condemned the shooting incident in Dimapur. Patton said such cowardly acts of violence have no place in Naga society. Stating that violence and intimidation cannot and will not be tolerated, Patton said the state government is committed to ensuring that the perpetrators face the full force of the law. He said the authorities will leave no stone unturned in bringing the assailant to justice and ensuring the safety of people. Patton further conveyed his thoughts and prayers to the victim and his family at this difficult time. Union Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, said that the government is working to reduce the maternal mortality rate, MMR, in the country. She said steps taken for population stabilization are yielding results and the country will be able to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals to reduce MMR less than 70 per 1 lakh live births before the year 2030. She said life of every woman is important and concerted efforts should be made to reduce the maternal mortality rate. The minister said this while chairing a meeting on family planning with experts in New Delhi today. She said the government has started several schemes like Pradhan Mantri Surakshit Matritva Abhiyan and Anemia Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, which helped in reducing MMR from 130 per 1 lakh live births in 2014 to 70 now.
तारीख पर तारीख युग का हो गया अंत न्यायिक प्रक्रिया के लिए समय सीमा तय भारतीय नागरिक सुरक्षा संहिता 1 जुलाई से लागू आजाद भारत के अपने कानून.
This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin or news on air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Millions of people around the globe have been affected by widespread Microsoft software outage. It has impacted the IT network of multiple businesses, banking services and international airlines worldwide. In India, check-in systems for IndiGo, Akasa and SpiceJet airlines are down nationwide. The airline across the globe reported that their check-in systems is experiencing a global outage since morning. They are currently collaborating with Microsoft to resolve the issue. The ongoing widespread outage is reportedly related to US-based cybersecurity provider CrowdStrike. A one-day training on market linkage and packaging for artisans and weavers organized by District Administration Norcluck in collaboration with Ilantlo Nagaland was held today at DC's Conference Hall Norcluck. CEO Ilantlo Imti Sinup and Manager Ilantlo Imli Meren were the resource persons for the program. Imti Sinup informed about the high demand for Naga products and delicacies. He also encouraged the lion loom means of weaving, which is almost lost in the city, to preserve and practice and impart to the younger generation. He also informed the local artisans that he will be ever ready to help them in buying and selling the products. Imti Sinup also bought some of the products which were displayed by the local artisans. More than 30 artisans representing various societies and groups from different villages attended the training. The second phase of skill proficiency management for building and other construction workers, advanced training of trainers, was held at Community Hall, Ching Melin Village, Twensang today. The training was conducted under the initiative of Xenoric Initiative Society. Speaking on the session, ESC Twensang Madanguli motivated the trainees to use their creativity and skills to their advantage for economic self-sufficiency. He added that state like Nagaland is in need of skill employment, and this kind of training and support from the government will fill the gap of unemployment in the state. Woka District Planning and Development Board welcomed its new DPDP chairman, MLA YM Hamzoy, during its monthly meeting held at DC Conference Hall, Woka today. In his address, Hamzoy appealed to all the board members to extend full cooperation for the successful implementation of the government policies and schemes for the benefit of the district. The new chairman also directed all the heads of offices in the district to attend the board meeting regularly. Also felicitating the newly elected Woka Town Council members, the chairman appealed them to give their best to bring change in the urban area of the district. SP Woka Audula T. Imjen highlighted on the introduction of the new criminal laws to its members. While reviewing the last meeting minutes, the board expressed reservation on the progress of the damaged portion of Woka Merapeni Road, despite assurance from NHIDCL that a restoration and repair of roads will be taken up within 10 days. In this regard, the board urged the company to take up the project earnestly at the earliest. Deputy Commissioner and Vice Chairman DPDP Peran Vinit Kumar today encouraged the officers of various departments to be stationed in the district and help out the general public as and when they require their services. He further appealed the officers to show exemplary work during their stay in the district. Kumar was speaking during the Peran DPDP meeting for this month at DC's Conference Hall, New District Headquarters, Peran. During the meeting, the board approved the LDP, Iconic and Common Pool Scheme for Denning and Peran Assembly constituencies. The members also discussed regarding adoption of schools for 2024-25. And now to end the news, here are the headlines again. LJPRV Nagaland State Unit urges Centre to bring about an inclusive, honourable and acceptable Naga political solution at the earliest. 56-year-old man sustains gunshot in Dimapur. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton condemns. Union Minister of State Anupriya Patel says government is working to reduce maternal mortality rate in the country. And millions of people around the globe affected by widespread Microsoft software outage. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.